Welcome to the February 2007 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published for over 70 years in Dublin, New Hampshire. This one is on thoughts on turkeys and this winter's weather. Unbelievable as it may seem, there may be a link between those two. There's been a whole lot of talk about the weather lately. It's been weird all across the country, but particularly here in New England, and many of the old reliable signs have been way off, at least so far. I personally had a hint of said confusing weather this past Thanksgiving when I examined, as I always do each year, the breastbone of our cooked turkey. You know the drill, I'm sure. If the breastbone is light in color, the coming winter will be mild. If it's blue or purple, it'll be snowy and bitter cold. Incidentally, as you must know too, the turkey must not have been previously frozen. Well, at first glance, our turkey breastbone last Thanksgiving looked to be pretty light in color. Fine, I thought. We'll have a mild winter. And certainly December and January proved to be just that. But you know, on closer examination, I discovered that at one end of the breastbone was dark purple. I've never seen a two-tone breastbone before, but that's what it appeared to be, sort of confusing. Well, we've all been fooled by weather signs before. It's not that nature doesn't know what she has in store for us, but rather our interpretation of her signs can be way off. And then some of the so-called sayings are ridiculous. Like, why would a warm Christmas, like this year, mean a cold Easter, which is April 8th, incidentally? If a month comes in good, why should it go out bad? Surely if an elderly person makes it through the winter, it doesn't necessarily mean he or she will make it through the summer. And why should squealing pigs signal a coming blizzard? Well, come to think of it, maybe that one has some validity. I used to think that the most ridiculous weather saying was this: as many days old as is the moon at the first snow, there will be that many snows before crop planting time again. To me, the age of the moon during the season's first snowfall would be irrelevant to anything. Well, some time ago I was attempting to explain this in a little talk I was giving to a women's club in Brattleboro, Vermont, a week after a snowstorm had hit New England unusually early that year. It was, of course, the season's first snowstorm, and it so happened that it occurred when the moon was 2 days old. A perfect example, I thought, of how numerical weather sayings simply do not work. So you can see, I said, that if the old moon age theory were to be applied to this coming winter, the storm we had last week would be the second to last major snowstorm that we'll have throughout the entire winter season coming up. There was general laughter all around the audience. How silly. But guess what? It was. As I reflect back on that today, I'm beginning to think about that part of last Thanksgiving's turkey breastbone that was dark purple. There's a lot of winter ahead. Well, do you suppose turkeys aren't really all that dumb?